tell you something, through the worst tragedies of life, when God upholds you, there's a strength that comes on the inside of you. You can handle the low blows of the devil. You can handle the karate chops and the Anthony Joshua-sized blows. But praise God Almighty, you come out. You come out without even smelling of smoke. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing this year already. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the way that you've planned us beforehand to enter this year. Forewarned is forearmed. We thank you, Lord God. Your word says, O Zion, put on your strength, for the glory of the Lord is risen within you. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the way that your glory has kept us this year. Thank you for the way that your favor has kept our feet upon the solid rock. The Lord God, the storms outside have not kept us. It's been like Noah's Ark in here, Father. We may stink occasionally because we're all so close in, but your word is upon us. Your favor is upon us. Your divine rescue is upon us. Your blessing is upon us. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people say, amen and amen. Put your hands together for Jesus, our Savior. Praise God. Please take your seats. Aren't the worship team awesome? Hallelujah to Jesus. Wow, what is our drummer made of that he's in there, he's working 90 miles an hour and he's still got a hat on. Hallelujah to Jesus. Wow, my goodness me. Praise God. I thank God for the resourcefulness of God's people. A lot of people have started businesses in the time where they couldn't do what they were ordinarily doing, etc. I heard Auntie Joyce Nzeku started a barber business. She tried it on herself. And you can ask her for the results later. She'll probably come running in at me with a hammer in a minute, but don't worry, God is all good. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ask your neighbor this question. What are you pressing into? What? Nudge your other neighbor if you're near them. Just elbow nudge them. Ask them, what are you pressing into? It's a really, really important question that, you know, we say this year, because God told us, that this year is a year of pressing into the blessing. But what does that mean? You know, I was raised in the Catholic Church, and I remember as I was praying last night, you know, the priest, how many of you were raised Catholic? Put up your hand. Yeah, plenty of us. Do you remember this, where the priest would be there with the right, and he would say the blessing of the Lord. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, go with, and you do this, and like, that was it. Like, what does that mean? And unless we know what something means, it's very hard to look for it and receive it and then activate it. Amen? That was what was wrong with the word grace. It's like, it doesn't mean anything. It was a word created to mean the uncommon favor of God, because the word favor felt a bit rich for some people. Some people couldn't handle that the favor of God was free. And so we turned this kind of sloppy mercy idea, coined the phrase grace, and it totally misfired as a result. May God's favor be upon you. In fact, if you really want a definition of the word blessing, the blessing is the activation of God's favor on your life. The activation of the favor of God. May the Lord favor you. Those of you watching at home, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord favor you. May he locate you and favor you in Jesus' mighty name. If you have a Bible with you, will you turn with me to Psalm 112? It's one of my favorite psalms in the whole Bible. And actually, if you had to take all the rest of the book of Psalms away and you could only leave me with one psalm, then chances are it would be this. I mean, I don't know how the music went. You know, these things were scriptures that were put to music. And God loves that. You know, the book of Psalms is right in the middle of the Bible. And it's the biggest book in the Bible because God loves singing. He loves praising God. He loves music. It's amazing how surrounded by music God is. Revelation chapter 14, the Bible says that a multitude of people were around Christ at his coming, and it says it sounded like the sound of many harps. And of course, if you think back then, you see, they would never have heard a praise and worship band. They would never have heard what we can hear now. So what it sounded like was a sound of a multitude of harps. Just that harmonious praise and worship to God going up to his throne. Isn't that awesome? That Jesus is going to come on a cloud of worship. There's something about worship that just attracts him. May you be a worshiper this year in the mighty name of Jesus like never before. Hallelujah. When I was reading this psalm during the week, I saw it in the new light. It says in verse 1 of Psalm 112, praise the Lord. Psalm 112, verse 1, praise the Lord. And then it says, how blessed is the man who fears the Lord, right? But this time, I saw a question mark after the second line. So it says, praise the Lord. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord? That's a statement. But then God added a question mark as I was reading the thing. And he was saying, he said, I want you to see this thing as a question. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord? You know, the fear of God is an eternal gospel. In fact, let's go, because Revelation chapter 14 is drawing me. How many of you just duck from Revelation when it comes up on your reading agenda? It's like all spears and arrows and some big eagle coming and some beast with 10 heads and 7 horns and all that kind of stuff. And people usually run for cover when they see it. But I absolutely love it. Let's have a look here. Praise Jesus. Verse number 6. Revelation 14, verse number 6. The Bible says, and I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, having an eternal gospel to preach. So that's a gospel that lasts forever. This is the eternal gospel that this angel is going to come out and say. He says, I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, having an eternal gospel to preach to those who live on the earth, and every nation and every tongue and every tribe and people. Now, how many of you are included in that scripture? Can I just see your hands? If you're not included in that scripture, you are a demon. Hallelujah. And we need to cast you out, right? Hands up who's included in that. So, look, to those who live on the earth, right? Are you alive? Okay. To those who live upon the earth, he says, from every nation and tribe and tongue and people. And he said with a loud voice, so this is the gospel now that he's preaching. He said with a loud voice, fear God and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens and the earth and the springs of water. Now, when I heard those words from the Lord as I was reading that scripture, the Lord said to me, how many of my people would consider that as doing the right thing? How many people would consider that as doing the right thing? If somebody came to you and they said, well, you know, you've got to do the right thing, because political correctness in this day and age, doing the right thing means being inclusive. It means this, it means that, it means the other, right? But doing the right thing, as far as God is concerned, is doing what the eternal gospel tells us to. Fear God, worship him. Fear God and worship. That's not, you know, fearing God isn't a very appealing part of the gospel. But I don't know where I would have got without the fear of God. Amen. If you don't fear God, you'll do what you like. And there's certain things that will destroy you. And God doesn't want his people to be destroyed. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So there's things that we don't know about that can do us eternal harm. And so when we fear God, we will delight greatly in his commandments. Let's get back to Psalm 112 then. Okay, let us see what it is. Praise the Lord. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants or his seed will be mighty in the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Are you enjoying this so far? Isn't this a whole chunk of stuff to believe God for? You see, what we're about this year is pressing into the blessing. So anything in Scripture that is counted as a blessing, I'm pressing into it. I want to see my children mighty in the earth. I want to see riches and honor and glory in my house. And I want to see my righteousness enduring forever. Look at what it just continues. Light arises in the darkness. Some of us, we stumbled around in darkness this year with this whole thing, this threatening thing that the devil was trying to put on the planet. And one of the things that we've got, as I was praying about 2021, one of the things that God told me about is that we have to watch for the low blows of the devil. The devil is going to try and deliver some low blows. You know what a low blow is? One below the belt. You know there's rules for boxing. The devil doesn't obey any rules. You have to hit him one with a 2x4. Hallelujah to Jesus forever. You have to bind him and cast him out. Because I can see in my spirit the devil trying to launch some low blows. And it's what we do in response to those low blows that will determine whether we are going to press into the blessing or not. May the Lord give you the endurance of a heavy boxer in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. I love, have you seen the circumference of Anthony Joshua's fists? Hey, what is it? 15-inch circumference. Imagine being belted by that. Lord Jesus. But, you know, the Bible says greater is he that is in me. I was still thinking of Anthony Joshua's hands. Greater, you see that thing coming towards you, is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You guys watching at home, greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. Don't allow the devil to deliver any low blows to you at home or watching later on, wherever you are. Let that word sink into you. Let it dwell richly in you and be ready to press into the blessing. Verse number 4 of Psalm 112. Light arises in the darkness for the righteous. He is gracious and compassionate and righteous. It is well with the man that is gracious and lends. He will maintain his cause in judgment. He will never be shaken. Oof. Isn't that good? You will never, I declare to you in the mighty name of Jesus, you will never be shaken. You will be unshakable, steadfast, immovable, always abounding. It's part of the blessing. It's part of the blessing. And if it's part of the blessing, I don't know about you, but I want it. And not only do I want it, I want it in double measure. I want to be doubly unshakable, doubly immovable, doubly steadfast, and doubly always abounding. Can you say amen to Jesus? Hallelujah. Gosh, I'm liking this word. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach this to myself. In fact, I'm going to watch it later and send myself an offering. You know, I take it out of one pocket and put it in the other. And then my daughter Abby said, yeah, but Daddy, that means you have to tithe on it as well. I said, wow, I've got to tithe on my own offering. How does that work? The Bible says in verse number 7, he will not fear evil tidings. Psalm 112, verse number 7, is part of the blessing. He will not fear evil tidings. Where is his heart? His heart is where? Steadfast, trusting in the Lord. May that be your testimony and your portion for this year 2021 in the mighty name of Jesus. His heart is upheld. He will not fear. So even if you start to waver, the Bible says your heart will be what? Upheld. Has God ever held you up through something? I tell you something, through the worst tragedies of life, when God upholds you, There's a strength that comes on the inside of you. You can handle the low blows of the devil. You can handle the karate chops and the Anthony Joshua-sized blows. But praise God Almighty, you come out. You come out without even smelling of smoke. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whose I am and whom I serve. His heart is upheld, the Bible says in verse 8. He will not fear until he looks with satisfaction on his adversaries. He has given freely to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted in honor. The wicked, now this is for the wicked. Do you know anyone wicked? This is for them. And this is what keeps you smiling when they're gnashing their teeth. Listen to this. The Bible says, the wicked will see it and be vexed. Hallelujah. That's a proper Jamaican word there. When I was growing up in Tottenham, everything was, oh, I'm vexed, I'm vexed. The wicked will see it and be vexed. What will happen to him? He will what? Gnash his teeth. Rah! Have you seen that photograph of the dog with the pine cone in his mouth? And it looks like he's got eight rows of teeth, but then you realize it's a pine cone. That's what the enemy looks like in the realm of the spirit. Looks like a big toothy animal. The Bible says the wicked will gnash his teeth and what? Melt away. Anyone watch The Wizard of Oz over Christmas? When they throw water on the witch, she goes, ah, I'm melting. Do you remember that? Well, that's what happens. The wicked will gnash their teeth and melt away. What will happen to their desire? The desire of the wicked will perish. Hallelujah to Jesus forever. Can you say amen? Now, look at this. This is another part of the blessing. I want to get you hungry and thirsty for the blessing of God this year. Hungry and thirsty for the blessing of God. Because it doesn't matter, you see, whatever's going to come in this 3, 4, 5 months, who cares? Because the blessing of God is on the other side. The blessing of God is on the other side. Nudge your neighbor and tell him, I'm coming out blessed. The winds can blow. Tell him, the winds can blow. The storms can come. The floods can come. But I'm coming out blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. I feel the blessing of God. I feel the blessing of God. And when I feel, I know it's coming your way in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God Almighty. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9. 1 Peter 2, verse number 9. I absolutely love this. In fact, I looked at it in so many translations this morning. I hope I can find it because, where is it? 1 Peter 2. Verse number 9. I want to read it from several translations, but we'll read it in the New American first. It says, but you. So there's a but. So there is an exemption and there is a clarification. When you hear the word but, that it's like a segregating issue. There's a separation happens when the word but is used. He says, but you, watching, if you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, this is who you are. You are a chosen generation, a chosen race, a royal priesthood. Hallelujah to Jesus. I like that word, a chosen race. You know, the devil tried to divide us by race last year. And I said it. You remember that all night? God gave me that word, and I said, we've got to pray, we've got to bind that devil, because the devil's going to try and divide us, to bring in racial division. If he can't divide us by race, he'll divide us by demography. If he can't do it by that, he'll do it by neighborhood. If he can't do it by that, he'll do it by politics. If he can't do it by that, he'll do it by age. The devil, he's just a divider. He's always trying to bring division. And actually, if you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, it doesn't matter what old race you are now what? A chosen race. Bible. Bible. That's why there's neither black nor white. I got into a lot of trouble about this back in May, but I don't care. There's neither black nor white. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither Scythian nor slave, free man, etc., etc. But we are now what? A chosen race. You and I are chosen. We are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. Look at this. So, well, Lord, why am I still here on earth? So that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, listen to this, New International Version. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare. That's the New International Version. You are God's special possession. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm possessed. You are possessed by God. Hallelujah. Not by the other fella. Glory to God. He is now history. Thank God. You are God's special possession that you may declare. So this year, make sure you make plenty declarations, because that's how you press into the blessing. How do I activate the blessing in my life? I declare it. Yeah, but what about circumstances? Doesn't matter. Stick it in your eyes. Stick it in your mouth. Let it come out. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the more of the blessing we can get into our hearts, the more of the good treasure that can come out of our mouths. The Bible says a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what? That which is good. So the blessing is good. Hallelujah to Jesus. The blessing is powerful and it's activated by declaration. What is the blessing? The blessing is the activation of God's favor in your life. May his favor in your life be activated in the mighty name of Jesus. Say amen, somebody. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. I love this. English Standard Version, it says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The Berean Study Bible, the BSB. Have you anyone ever heard of that? Anyone got one? You've got one on your pad. Oh, cool. Praise Jesus. Wow. But you, it says in the Berean Literal Bible, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of the one having called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise Jesus forevermore. King James Bible, good old King James. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Some of the things that you do are going to look very peculiar to the world. Have you ever thought about it? We're lifting our hands and closing our eyes and we're praising a God that you can't see. And then we're giving 10% of our hard-earned wealth to a God that you can't see. I mean, it's lunatic. We're crazy as far as the world is concerned. Until, I love that, until you see the blessing, the manifestation of God's presence and power at work on the inside of us. Hallelujah to Jesus. I got all Pentecostal about this. I started praising God when I remembered how strong the blessing of God was. And if you can tee up that clip for me there, guys, in the techie box, there's something about the blessing of God that you see. This is why those old time Pentecostals were like what they like. They used to call them holy rollers. In fact, I was in Kumasi. I was preaching for Pastor Tony in Kumasi in Ghana. And suddenly there was a woman, you know, took a fit of praising God and hallelujah. And the next thing, she fell down on the floor and she started rolling around. And Pastor Tony, in his own inimitable way, he puts his foot and he straddles her so that she couldn't move to the right and to the left. And I said to him, I said, Pastor Tony, like, why did you stop her? And he said, should I just have kept her going? I said, yes. He said, why? I said, well, because she was polishing your floor. He had a marble floor and she was shining the thing. But I just want you to see this little clip that I saw. Just the whole charismatic Pentecostal blessing. I'm not going to hell. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can cut it, cut it. Thank you. The guy's singing Jingle Bells. And all of a sudden, he gets in the spirit and he says, Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, I'm not going to hell. And then the band kicks off and gets all charismatic. And when I saw that, I just thought to myself, wow, that's exactly what we're like in the realm of the spirit. We are that chosen generation. We are that peculiar people. We are the holy nation. We are the ones who aren't going to hell. Hallelujah to Jesus. Not only are we not going to hell, but according to what the Bible says, we can experience the touch of heaven now. The heaven for us is a now thing. The blessing of God in manifestation, that's what I want to see. That's what I want to press into this year. I want to be like that guy. That even Jingle Bells gets me all charismatic. Hallelujah. I pray that God will give you some charismatic anointing in Jesus' mighty name. If there's any of you at home, these guys here are too civilized. Just get up and run around your living room. Hallelujah to Jesus forever. I pray that the spirit of Pentecost will visit us again in a strong way. Because you see, I don't know whether you know this. There's a statistic that came out from Pew Research in America. And it came out the end of November, beginning of December. They did research because there's been a terrible descent in mental well-being across the world because of this whole viral thing that we've been encountering. Really awful, like off a cliff level. A lot of mental health services, even in Great Britain, have never been busier than they are now, never in their history. And Pew Research did their stuff, taking surveys, etc. And they came to this conclusion. They said, the only people group in the whole planet Earth that hasn't suffered a material deterioration in mental health are regularly church-attending Christians. Hallelujah to Jesus forever. Why? The Bible says he is able to keep us. Amen. The book of Jude says, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you blameless before his presence. The Bible says, and we just read it in Psalm 112. It says, the Bible says, he says, his heart shall be what? Upheld. May God hold you up this year in the mighty name of Jesus. To hell with the low blows of the devil. To hell with the fire and the flood and the mud and all that kind of nonsense. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. We are a peculiar people. You think about our reaction to this pandemic has been very, very different to the world's reaction. Very different. Why? Because, you see, we're seen as peculiar. Who cares? To hell with the devil. We are the winners. We are the winners. That's not just like fancy words or whatever. No, I'm going to push in until I win. I'm going to press in. You see, when we are pressing, we are applying contrary pressure to whatever pressure is put against us. Those of you that have done bench press, you see, the clue is in the name, bench press. What are you doing? You're pressing against the weight of those weights in the gym, and you are applying contrary pressure to the laws of gravity that's making that thing heavy. So as you're pressing against those things. And that's exactly what we're like in terms of pressing against circumstances. But I want us to know, you see, it's our nature that causes us to press. It's our nature that causes us to rise up against contrary circumstances and say, devil, in the name of Jesus, we sever your plans from our activity. In Jesus' mighty name, we are a chosen generation. We are a peculiar people. We are a royal priesthood. And nothing orchestrated by the devil can stop us. Hallelujah to Jesus forever and ever. Here endeth the lesson in this Watchtower Bible Society gathering. Glory to God. Would you stand to your feet? Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, wonderful God. Father, we bless the name of Jesus. We thank you so much for what you have ordained and orchestrated on the inside of us, Lord, so that it can come out, so that we can show forth like the Jingle Bells guy. We can show forth the mercies of him who has called us out of darkness, out of all that mire, out of all that nonsense that we've experienced in 2020. You've called us out of that darkness into your marvelous light. And Father, we give you praise for the way that you have sustained us. We give you glory for the great things that you have done. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for the manifestation of your goodness. Thank you for the manifestation of your glory. Thank you for the way you've upheld us with your mighty hand and your outstretched arm. Thank you for the way, Lord God, like Noah in the ark, that you kept us through that whole pandemic, in that year of pressing that has gone by. Thank you, Lord God, for your hedge of protection. Your word says that the righteous you shall surround with favor as with a shield. And Lord God, that was our testimony for 2020. But Lord God, we continue in the mighty name of Jesus to press into the blessing. We refuse to stay the same way. Lord God, we don't care what's coming. We know that with you we can stand. We know that with you we can run through a troop. We know that with you we can leap over a wall. We thank you, Father, because you've made us the head and not the tail. You've made us above and not beneath. You've made us the lenders to many nations and not the borrower. And we will declare it and declare it and declare it and declare it until we see it with our eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise and glory and honor for it, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen and amen.